right. We are here. We are live. We are in these streets or something like that, right?
Yes.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
And welcome to
the Joe Project.
The Joe Project seeks to discover, you know, usually I'd start with that spiel, but I feel like we should just jump into what we're talking about because there's a part of that spiel that might change in the future. Very, dun, dun, dun. Very, very soon. We are the Joe Project, and we are the Joe Project podcast. But this short-ish, I'm saying it's short. This podcast is serving...
It's shorter.
It's shorter. This podcast is serving as sort of an announcement and coming out party for what the next season of the Joe Project is going to look like. Now, when I say season, I don't mean in podcast terms. I mean in Christianese. You know how they say, it's a new season. It's a new day.
I don't know the song.
You don't know. It's Israel. Houghton. Wow. Okay.
I grew up in a different type
of okay.
church.
It's okay. We are starting something new. Not the face. Tell me if this is true. The face is you're excited, but also the baby's asleep, so you can't scream.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. We are really excited to announce that the Joe Project podcast will no longer be just a podcast.
We're still doing it.
We're still doing it.
Pero.
That's why I said just a podcast. But we are expanding the Joe Project to a bunch of different areas, and we are turning this into a business.
Slash ministry.
Slash ministry. So before we talk about what it's going to look like, I thought it'd be cool if we took a step back and look back at where we came from. So Valerie,
take a back step. Yeah.
Do you remember why you got the idea to do the Joe Project as a podcast?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
So I was on the phone with one of my best friends, and
is that best friend
It's Jamie.
Oh, okay. I was about
Jamie
to be
Edwards.
Wrong.
If you're watching this, hi, love you. Shout out to how God uses you. I think it was like in 2019 we had gotten married.
Yeah, we did.
I experienced my second actual like clinical depressive episode. And it's nothing that Chris did. I'm not saying Chris was the reason. It was more like it just happened because the season I was in, some of the challenges I was experiencing and so on and so forth. And I started going to therapy. And now this was also in the middle of my master's program. And I started to contemplate like, I wonder what it looks like to navigate mental health as a believer. Because even though my therapist at the time had an idea about Christian context and how to incorporate it, I still found myself experiencing challenges with, one, realizing that there's a huge lack of education about mental health, and also how to use that information and knowledge, not just your own journey of others, and how it's meant to be informed by the gospel and utilize to help people who believe the gospel. Like, how is the gospel relevant to somebody in the middle of a depressive episode? We can have an idea, but I felt it wasn't explicitly talked about. And she was like, well, then why don't you just start a podcast and you talk about it? And I was like, of course. Like, instead of like, what resources are out there that I could glean from? It's like, why don't you be the part of the change that you wish to see? And I told Chris, and he was super excited about it. And then, 4 years later, we're here. Now making it a business.
Yep. So here's what I wanted Valerie to say.
Oh.
No, it's okay. When we were dating, we...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When we were dating, we...
Right. The reason why we used the Job.
When we were dating, we were super saved and wanted to do a Bible study together. Outside of either of our places of living because, you know, temptation. Hey, can't help it if you're fine. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just got it, like, fine, because he likes it.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. I missed it. And then I was like, oh, that's what he meant. That's why he looked at me weird. Whoops. Okay, continue.
Okay.
Yes, we did it at Central Park.
Let's just...
Yeah. Nice vibes.
We were at Central Park, and we were like, what are we going to study? And then I think, I don't know whose idea it was, but we just decided to study Job, because we had talked about our mental health struggles before that, because, you know, we were being vulnerable and whatever. And yeah, we decided to read through Job, and we still haven't finished it. We made it a good way through, a chunk through. I think as of right now, 5 years later, we've made it to the end of the friend's argument.
That sounds so bad.
No, it doesn't. It sounds fine, because we basically read like 35 chapters.
We know the story.
Okay. Anyway.
But yeah.
Anyway, we got that far, got married, and then everything that Valerie said happened. I think that it's really interesting, though, that you got this idea to do the podcast, and I just randomly had all the equipment that you needed.
That's true.
Right?
A mic.
That's really what we all needed.
Audio interface?
I had the interface, but I didn't have a microphone for it yet. Remember, I was using the USB microphone.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why if you listen to our early episodes, they sound a little bit different right now, different than they do now, because back then, these didn't exist. We didn't have them. So,
and those who are listening, we're referring to new mics.
Yeah, that's why I tapped it, so that they would know.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, okay, not everybody can see it, but I mean, I'd be one of those people like, what does it look like? Because I'm a visual person anyway.
So it looks like a mic.
You had the equipment.
Yeah, I just happened to have at least enough equipment to get us started. And yeah, so the last 5 years, we've been doing this podcast on and off. So I'm going to say semi-regularly, but what made you want to, I say you, meaning us, but I'm going to say you because I'm interviewing you now. What made you want to turn this into more than just a podcast?
So am I giving like the super saved answer or like the...
You're giving whatever answer you want.
Press down, shake... No, I'm just kidding. I was working full time, new mom, navigating part time work at church and some of the responsibilities there. And I find myself, even though I enjoy doing the research and the assessment work that I was doing at my job, I found that my heart was starting to turn more towards a desire to be more involved in seeing people be set free mentally and emotionally through the gospel. Mm. And interestingly enough, as I was working at church, so I work at our church, Epiphany Church Brooklyn, and we've talked about it. I started our counseling ministry by getting three therapists and counselors that I know and I trust to just provide biblical counseling. Like, our pastor was getting requests, and he noticed that a lot of those requests went beyond the purview of what he could do as a pastor. You know, praise God for a pastor who knows about mental health. And it realizes the importance of therapy, because they go to therapy, I believe.
Yeah.
And I saw that some of the challenges, like, I didn't know all of them. You know, at the time I was working as his administrative or executive assistant, so I didn't know all the details of the conversations he was having with people, because he's, you know, using discretion, as he should.
Right.
But when he would just give a broad overview of what was going on, I could tell that there were mental health components that needed to be addressed. And I thought, well, what if we try to bridge the gap by bringing in therapists and counselors who do this by trade. So our mental health experts, they're trained to find symptoms and address them and manage and help treat them. But also our believers who have navigated their own mental health journeys, navigated their faith, you know, and from there kind of just snowballed into now we have group support, like mental health support groups at our church for women and men. We're doing Mental Health in the Gospel series, which is something I felt was needed because even though there were a lot of people seeking biblical counseling, there were also those that I think just needed to get information about mental health and is it okay for me to go see a therapist? I believe some people still struggle with the idea of whether or not going to a therapist, getting medication, getting the support is a lack of faith. Mm-hmm. You know, there are still people who, even though mental health conversations are being like facilitated or not on social media, there's still a huge gap in faith and mental health. So we decided to do the mental health series to, one, reach more people, but also give people language, understanding about symptoms, how the gospel informs how we should navigate them, but also being practical in steps to take moving forward. So we mentioned, you know, what psychiatrists do, what psychologists do, what therapists do, mm-hmm. And maybe what types of therapy would be helpful. We've been trying to incorporate a lot more of that. We even have people who, and crazy enough, this year, the end of last year, beginning of this year, I've had 5 or so different people come up to me and like, how do I get involved? This is my background of mental health. Or some people are just passionate about it, who just want to be a part of doing the work. So now we're trying to think, what if we made the mental health series applicable for children and helping parents navigate these conversations with their kids? You know, it's like, it kind of grew mm-hmm. beyond what I could have imagined. And I'm like, yo, Lord, shout out to you. But my heart just became much more burdened for that. And from there, I kind of wrote down, you know, what I would love as a job. It's like flexibility. I know entrepreneurship doesn't mean it's easy. It doesn't mean that the 9-to-5 is any less difficult. I think both have their pros and cons. But I needed the flexibility, one, because being a mom, it was so hard for me to leave the house. It was so hard to leave you with the baby. So I was praying, and I literally was just writing down, you know, mental health ministry being our primary income, you know, having a flexible schedule, being able to not have an income cap, like basically all the things people write down when they want to own their own business, go into entrepreneurship. And I wrote it down not thinking that God was really going to shake it up. I was like, let me write it down, and maybe one day God will provide the opportunity. But then we got prophesied over multiple times by multiple people regarding shifts in our career, regarding shifts in the assignment, regarding shifts in where God was taking us and what God wanted to do through us. And then I think God just started to speak to both of us about this. Mm-hmm. And we took the faith steps, and now we're working on them both full time. And I'm still doing the work at church. It's growing. It's expanding. We're praising God for it. And we're like, what would it look like for this to be beyond Epiphany? How can we make this accessible to other people? Yeah. And now and we're here.
And now we're here.
Doing a Kickstarter campaign because...
Not Kickstarter.
Or sorry, Indiegogo.
Yep, that's what it is.
Fundraising campaign. Campaign.
Don't send them to the wrong website. They're going to be searching
Joel Project. And be like... I led them astray.
I gave somebody $1,500. Was it you? No. Sorry.
So sorry. Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
Because, you know, we believe the Lord. I think Ed, one of our tech director at Epiphany coins the term God's will, God's bill. Because again, even though it was a burden on our hearts and God burdened us with this, we weren't planning to make career shifts.
Yeah.
You know, we got bills. We have a baby.
I'll say this. Starting a business, especially one like this, was not on my bingo card my life. Not even this season, just in general.
Right.
I'm not mad at it though.
Love what we do.
I've really grown to love not just doing the podcast and like getting to talk with you all and getting to talk with you, my lovely wife. But as I'm her co-host for the Mental Health and the Gospel series, and if you're listening have been to our some of our workshops, definitely let the people know down in the comments on
if
YouTube
you like
specifically,
it.
Or let us know in our DMs on Instagram, the Joel Project Podcast. I'm her co-host, and I enjoy it. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy facilitating. And part of it kind of just comes from, part of it comes from my background in teaching. Some of y'all know I went to music school, but I did teach for Seven years. 7 years total teaching. I'm not an expert. I'm claiming it now. I'm just a teaching veteran.
Expert.
All right. I'm not going to fight you. And yeah, so when it came time to expand it and, you know, we were getting these prophecies. I don't know about you. Valerie was very open to prophecy. Not me. But things kind of just kept happening and Valerie kept being burdened by it. And then one morning, if you go back, I don't know exactly which episode it is, but there was some episode. I think it was Welcome Back, actually. If you go back to Welcome Back, our episode Welcome Back, in there, I pointed at the camera and I said, I've been praying for you. That was because Jesus woke me up at like, oh no, he didn't let me go to sleep and until I like wrote down a bunch of ideas for what the Joe Project is potentially going to do in the future. And I think that's a great segue to what are some things that you're hoping to do as the Joe Project in the coming months?
Yeah, so again, we are launching an Indiegogo fundraising campaign because we do need what is called capital for my business people.
We've
been watching Shark Tank a lot.
Listen, we're not sponsored, but like if the sharks want to come in here and get saved and give us some money, we could do that.
As long as they're not out. LOL. Anyway. We are in the process of raising and fundraising and asking people to partner with us. We have a bunch of perks, so we'll be leveraging, yes, some of our resources, but also some of my expertise to provide support to people who are interested, doing live workshops, virtual workshops. We're hoping in the future to draft and publish curriculum for church leaders, pastors, elders, deacons, et cetera, mm-hmm. people who are interested. And I would love to facilitate conversations, facilitate support, implement something that we've done at Epiphany. What would it look like to have partnerships with therapists and bringing biblical counseling and making that?
I think you'd make a great consultant for that too. Helping other churches kind of get it set up, or at least being able to not critique. What's the word? Comment on. Consult. That's the word. I said the word.
You said the word.
Words are hard.
Use it again. Yes, they are. But yeah, essentially what we're hoping to do is one, increase just the product quality, right? We want to get better equipment. You know, we're doing the best we can with our, you know, our little setup and, you know, and Chris is amazing. And there are people who have trained, who do this as a living, like editing, recording, all of those different things and are able to do it in a way that, and again, no diss.
All I'm saying is I went to music school.
All due respect. Exactly. So the fact that you have done
this. You agreed with me.
The fact that you have done this speaks volumes about just God's grace and God's creative flow through you, which is why he's the creative director of the Joe Project.
And then if I'm creative director, what are you?
Executive director.
But we're both founders. So.
Exactly. And we're both, you know, 50-50 owners, right? So all to say, we want to have partnerships with people who not only are, you know, professionals who are the best in their fields, but also providing opportunities for people to partner with us. You know, again, it does allow us the opportunity to focus on specifics that only we can do, which is like content creation and drafting curriculum and reaching out to churches and going out to churches, because we'd love to do more live workshops, mental health in the gospel series, to any and all organizations and churches who desire it. But we can't do that if we're also doing editing and all the different things on the back end that, yes, we can do, but why not leverage our community, the people we know who are dying to be a part of it or who would be a part of it. We want to compensate them as well. We don't believe in asking for free labor. You know, I know some people will give it, and by God's grace, we appreciate it.
We do.
But I'm sure you as an artist have had your fair share of, you know, I need to also be compensated because this is also my livelihood. And if I'm going to spend hours and countless hours at that on this, that means it's less time that I could dedicate to making income elsewhere. And, you know, we want to be an organization that is able to compensate and compensate well for the excellent work that people do.
Right.
And again, we want to partner with mental health experts. We want to have guests on the podcast. You know, I know you love hearing me and Chris's discourse, but imagine if we could have people in the mental health field who are believers, who are people of color, who can also leverage their expertise to provide you guys education and resources that we may not know about or, you know, may not be expert in, you know. So right. It's a lot. We also want to do, are you, do you want to talk about music or?
Wait, what?
The living room.
That's a part of the Joe Project?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the living room. This was an idea that I had. I had it. See, I wasn't ready to talk. Okay? So it's okay. It's fine. It's
you
fine.
You know I'm not that long-winded, so I was going to stop eventually.
Did you say you're not that long-winded?
Yeah, so I was going to stop eventually.
You're not that long-winded.
Some people could talk for like 20 minutes straight. My brain is like, okay. Where are we all going?
Right. I see what you mean. Okay. So The Living Room is a concert series. Actually, if you, shameless plug, if you follow me on my YouTube channel, See Lily Artist, you'll see that I started posting some song covers with the tagline, The Living Room. And you'll notice that it's me and my guitar and maybe some other instruments, and it seems to be really, really stripped back. That's kind of the view I have for The Living Room. I love producing, not necessarily concerts, but like worship nights, but my goal is to do them not just on a smaller scale, so maybe not 150, 200, 250 people, but like a smaller group. And the goal is to provide an opportunity for those of us who are struggling with our mental health to come together and honestly engage with the Lord around what those feelings are through music and the arts, right? So that's why
I'm so excited.
Here's what I see in my head.
I'm ready to pray.
Here's what I see in my head. Are you ready for this? Okay?
I don't think so.
You might be. I didn't tell you this, but it doesn't matter. It's not.
That's why I'm saying I don't know if I'm ready.
Okay.
But I'm going to be prepared anyway.
I'm imagining there's a couple of people in my mind for this, right? But I'm imagining that we have an artist and or slash a worship leader and somebody who can come in and sing those songs that have the Psalm 137 vibe, right? Or sing those songs that have the How Long, O Lord vibe. Or sing songs that, there's a guy I know, he has a song called Just Breathe, right? Mm-hmm. And he's a believer and I love it, right? Like that would be the perfect song for this kind of thing, right? Because what I don't want to do is have a worship night where we say, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And that is true. That doesn't stop being true. But we suppress our emotions in his presence. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I don't want to have happen is I don't want us to come into like the living room and say, I'm sad, but let me push that down because the song is up tempo and everybody's laughing and Jesus is great, wow. Right? I said it before. I actually said it in the very last episode. I talked about how God is the one who actually created our emotions. Therefore, he can handle it when we express them. As a matter of fact, he wants us to express it to him, right? And that's actually the thing that makes him so great. The fact that, yes, we can sing God is great and greatly to be praised, and he's provided our every need, but he's also there for us emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So why not engage with him in that way? When we pray, we cry out to the Lord, right? Why can't we do that through our art and through our song? So that's really what the living room is going to be. Yep.
And we will have prayer warriors ready to pray as well.
That, yeah, Valerie's trying to have the Marine Corps of Heaven in the back of the room.
Listen, there's deliverance.
Yeah. So how much are we raising?
So can I just mention one thing about the living room? I would imagine that you probably also will incorporate songs that don't really fit like the Sunday service vibe.
Oh, yeah.
But like can provide language to things people are experiencing that they may not have had words.
Listen, I have so many ideas for this.
I'm so excited. Anyway, okay. I just wanted to highlight that because I know that's something you've mentioned is not just, oh, if you're struggling with your mental health, come worship with us. But hey, come worship with us because we have music and songs, and we're desiring to bring about artistry and opportunities for people to worship with music and art that may give voice to what they may be dealing with but may not have been able to express otherwise. There's so much healing in that.
It's 360 degree honesty and truth. That's what it is.
Love, 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 love. Okay, so Indiegogo.
Yeah, how much are we raising?
So we are trying to raise. We are going to raise $150,000.
Wow, wow, wow.
So again, we mentioned some of the things that we want to do, both present and future.
Yeah.
And being the executive director and a numbers person, I did a lot of research. Like, how much is it to pay people to do this? How much is it to do that? What type of...
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Boom. All of a sudden, it's a different camera angle, and the camera looks a little different. That's because our camera that we were using overheated. And we didn't have time to wait for it to cool down. But that's one of the reasons why we are raising how much, babe?
$150,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We, and by we, I mean Valerie, did so much research.
We need... equipment,
yeah.
Because and Chris also helped with the research as well. What types of cameras, programs,
people,
PCs, computers, yeah, microphones, like what options provide us the best quality? Because we don't only want to do the podcast, even though it has been a huge part of the Joe Project and will continue to be. We also desire to do live webinars, live courses, recorded courses, things of that nature. And again, we want to do things as excellent as we possibly can with what God has put for us to do. So that's part of what we're fundraising, because this stuff is expensive.
Yes, it is.
And in addition to that, we need help editing.
Mm-hmm.
We need help putting our name out there, marketing, yeah, social media.
All of that.
You know, we're trying our best. Don't get us wrong. And Chris has been working so diligently in navigating the creative aspects of the Joe Project as a podcast. And now as a business, we find that we'll have to expand what that looks like. But that means it takes away from what only he and I can do, which is one, cast vision, doing the finances, managing content, speaking to churches, going out and doing these workshops with churches. So we also want to partner with people who desire to use the giftings and talents and businesses that they have and skills that they have in order to help us create the best quality products that we can, not just for us, but for you guys and for those that the Joe Project is meant to impact. You know, we are of the world, we live in the world, but we're not of it, right? So we have a different perspective, but we want to reach people who may not know Jesus as well. And, you know, there's a lot of podcasts out there and video content, and we want to be able to be, I don't want to say competitive, it's giving business acumen, it's giving Shark Tank
vibes.
But it
is a business, but we also, like, that's part of it.
You know, we're also trying to understand practically, you know, that we want to reach as many people as we can. And we know that excellent products, excellent quality attracts people. And of course, we know that God ultimately does the work. But we believe God can do the work through us. And we want to do it excellently.
Yep.
There are Bible verses riddled with that. You know, if you're good with the little, you'll be ruler over the much. There's a lot of pride to be given when you work hard and you see the result of your work. I'm really sorry, I can't remember which scriptures those were. We also, you know, will want to travel to help, you know, make these live workshops, mental health and the gospel series, available to those who are interested. We want to be able to do the living room series and make sure that it's low cost for those who want to participate. We're looking at literally like maybe max $10 or donation based. And we want to partner with vocalists and instrumentalists who also have a passion for authentic, genuine, transparent and vulnerable worship. And, you know, as much as, you know, hey, money is the currency. We get money not just to keep it.
I don't hate to say it.
Not just to keep it and not just to do what we need to do, but it is a currency with which God can use to move mountains and to bring strongholds down and to help people heal. Like, God is in the business of using any and everything. Like, don't get it twisted. God can use anything. And so we know with those finances, we'll be able to do the work that he's called us to do for this coming year. And prayerfully, people will continue to want to partner with us so that we can continue doing this work until, you know, God says, all right.
That's it.
That's
pack,
it.
Pack it up.
Pack it up.
Go back to the Bronx. Well, he's not going to say that.
I pray we don't move back. Anyway, all to say.
Whoa. Don't be talking about the Bronx.
I like know. That. I'm sorry. But yeah. All to say, us having to switch cameras is just a huge example of why we're doing our Kickstarter. Oh, my gosh.
We're not on Kickstarter.
Indiegogo.
This is a great time to let you know that upon the posting of this podcast, the Indiegogo will be live. So that means that the link to our Indiegogo will be in the show notes and in the description if you're on YouTube, or in the show notes if you are on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast from. You'll be able to find it down there or wherever that is. And if you have a dollar, we would gladly accept it. You know how much we're raising. So if you see in your heart and you feel in your heart that you want to be more generous, we really appreciate it. But if you are not in a space right now where you can give financially, there are other ways that you can actually partner and support us. So I wanted to share with you a couple of those. First, share it with somebody who has a dollar in their pocket. Please just share it with somebody who you know would either benefit from the conversations that we're having, or they are passionate about mental health themselves. And do it through however you choose to: call, text, DM, smoke signal, carrier pigeon, right? Let them know on Instagram. Let them know on TikTok. Let them know on Vine. Let them know on, I'm sorry, that doesn't exist anymore. But even those little shares can make a difference and can help push us across the edge for what we're trying to raise. If you are actually a part of a church that would be interested in bringing in one of our workshops, definitely let us know. You can let us know at our email, thejoeprojectpodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram at @thejoeprojectpodcast. We're the same thing everywhere that you could possibly think
Literally.
of.
So even though it says podcast, we are more than a podcast. It just happens that we started as a podcast.
Well, up to ting tang, walla walla bing bang. We will update those as our time goes on. The third thing is join our mailing list. Bum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum. Our mailing list is one of the best ways to find out what's going on, what events are coming up, and if there's an event near you, you'll know because it'll be in there. We let you know about new podcast episodes, new live workshops that we're doing, as well as maybe some other special things like the living room when that officially launches as well. And then the last thing is to subscribe to our places. We're on YouTube. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple Podcasts. I know most of our podcasts actually come from Apple Podcasts. So definitely subscribe to us there or follow us there.
Leave a review.
Leave a review. Leave a rating.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah. And then if all else fails, just pray. Pray for us and pray that as we grow, that we would be wise. The imposter syndrome is real sometimes, but yeah. God is bigger than my imposter syndrome.
And mine too.
And Valerie's too. So just pray for us as we pray for ourselves.
And then pray for the people, even if you're included in that, for the people who are looking for this resource, desire this resource, and are meant to be ministered through this resource.
Mm-hmm.
We are extremely excited to be a part of what God is doing with this new mental health movement that we're seeing. And we believe the church is meant to be the forefront, as it should be.
Yeah.
Because we believe, you know, mental health education and resources and empirical data is important, but none of it can make a difference without Holy Spirit. None of it can empower you to make those steps of freedom and healing without the divine power of God. This journey is not easy. We can both attest to being in therapy for 4+ years now, it's not easy. It is tough to navigate. And as a believer, it can even be tougher when you're fighting against not just old thought patterns and things that have been said about you, but being in a space that you thought was safe and would provide you the means and space to talk about these things. And you were told to pray and trust the Lord, or you were told you didn't have enough faith, or you were told that only people who are crazy get mental health treatment. And it's like, we know we're fighting against a lot of different things. So we do invite you guys to pray. Pray for all of those things, all the above, and whatever God lays on your heart. And we're really excited to see all that God does through the Joe Project LLC.
Yeah, that's not our official name, though. That's just our business name. Well, because we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, I'm so confused. Anyway,
we're the Joe Project, and we create mental health, faith-based mental health resources.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it. Get out of here. Love you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.